Yeah, well, there's a lot to like in the proposal. Now, at this point, it is just a proposal. There will be public comment, and usually there are some changes, so we'll have to see what those are. But first and foremost, the overall RVO was just over 24, the blending level set was just over 24 billion gallons, which was a record number, and by quite a bit. And that was good because really the previous rule that had come out that covered this year and the two previous years had really missed the mark. They had really underestimated the demand for biodiesel and renewable diesel, and it kind of trickled down through everything. So we think this is a very strong position to start from with the overall number. You have the implied 15 billion gallons for conventional biofuels, which is kind of your corn ethanol. And then for the first time, EPA did the biomass-based diesel number in RINs instead of gallons. So we have to kind of make sure we're comparing apples to apples there, but it was a fairly robust number. There are some other changes we can dig into, but we just think as a starting point, it was very good news.